The Evergreens are on the air. Hi, I'm Chris Conley. Tonight, D.C. Everest girls basketball, the season opener against the Rhinelander Hodaks. We're playing on a neutral court in Antigo. This is the opening round of the Thomas Kislow Memorial Tournament. Thomas Kislow is a former athletic director here in Antigo. He also has ties to the Walsall School District. He was at John Muir Middle School for a long time. This tournament is played as a cancer fundraiser in his memory. The Evergreens hosted this event last year, and it rotates to Antigo this year. Let's give you a quick preview of tonight's game, because if you remember when D.C. Everest played Rhinelander a year ago, it was the most lopsided game for their entire season. The Evergreen ladies blew out the Hodaks 61-18. Things are different for this Rhinelander program now. They have a new coach, and they've already played their first game of the season, and they upset Spash. Stevens Point was last year's Valley Conference girls basketball champion, and they fell to these Rhinelander Hodaks 47-42. And they say it's a different style of basketball under new coach Ryan Clark. The Evergreens, again, have a young team. They graduated their two leading scorers from a year ago. There's no Brianna Zilkowski. There's no Lauren Anklam. They have only two seniors this year. Molly Tice will see a lot of playing time. And Kelsey Gilmore, who had only limited action last year. She was injured for a good part of the season. A lot of juniors on this Evergreens team, which means these are players, many of them, who got a lot of playing time a year ago and should be willing to step in, be able to step into their roles this year. We are just 2 minutes away from the opening tap. It is the 1-0 Rhinelander Hodaks against the 0-0 D.C. Everest Evergreens. Back with the start of today's game after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Antigo Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're just a few minutes away from the opening tap on this neutral court game between D.C. Everest and Rhinelander. As we mentioned, this is the Tom Kislow Memorial Tournament. Tom Kislow has ties to the Walsall area. He taught at John Muir before coming here to Antigo, where he was this school's athletic director. He lost his fight with cancer, and this tournament, in his memory, is to raise money for scholarships and for cancer research. Tom Kislow, also a very well-known referee. In fact, he worked at the state championship level in the last year of his life, and many of the officials who take part in this tournament donate their time in Tom Kislow's honor. Starting lineups being introduced, we're just a few minutes away from the opening tap. Rhinelander will be the home team. They'll wear their home white trimmed in green, and some of the ugliest glow-in-the-dark green Nike sneakers that you've ever seen. Evergreen's the road team here, wearing their Evergreens green, trimmed in white and yellow. D.C. Everest girls basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Walsall Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwalsall.com. And Ace Hardware in Weston. They are more than a hardware store. They're a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. I overheard a conversation that the Evergreens head coach Matt Bullis was having just before the teams came out onto the floor. He said that if he had his way, he'd prefer to play Antigo, tomorrow's opponent, in the first round tonight. Antigo has not played yet. And there is kind of a different dynamic when your opponent already has a game under their belt, and for you, it's their first game of the season. A lot of times, the biggest improvement that you see is from game one to game two, and Rhinelander already has a big win in their pocket from their season opener against Stevens Point. And meanwhile, the Evergreens will have to shake off all the rust. I mean, everything that they have seen so far has been in practice. They did take part in the three-team scrimmage back on Monday, but this will be the first live game action that they will have seen. Rhinelander has three seniors and suits only 10. In fact, one of their players played extensively in the JV game. Rhinelander's got a short bench. They'll have 9 players in uniform and available for tonight's girls' varsity game. The Evergreens lost only 7 times last year. They fell in level 3 playoff action by only 2 points to Chi-Hi. They are hoping to go even deeper this year. And I think the Evergreens are going to find that they have a lot of scoring weapons. Molly Tice is ready to jump against Riley Ashenbrenner, and ball is tapped into the backcourt, controlled by D.C. Everest. So let's light this candle. The girls' basketball season is underway. Molly Tice now into the front court along with Hannah Tipple. Hannah Tipple is going to get a lot of playing time as point guard. Over into the corner, Mackenzie Matthews goes down low. Nice give and go to Michaela Poggle. Missed the shot, too strong. Ball is loose underneath, rebounded by Rhinelander. Molly Willing cleared the boards. It's a one-and-done trip for the Evergreens. Rhinelander comes back into the front court. against DC Everest man-to-man defense. Willing thought about the shot, goes off one of her player's hands, now into the backcourt, turned over. Molly Willing was unable to control that pass, and it goes right back to DC Everest. We're just underway, 7:27 to play, first quarter, and there's no score. We'll have tomorrow's game right here from Antigo when these Evergreens take on the host Antigo Red Robins. That game will also be on tape delay. Should be on around 7 o'clock or 7:30. Pass goes down low just over the head of Mackenzie Matthews and out of bounds. Turn right back over to Rhinelander. The Evergreens are going to set up full court press on this inbound as Rhinelander will have to go the full length. Ball is knocked away and out of bounds. Last touched by DC Everest. Molly Tice got in there and disrupted that pass. Good hustle. Didn't result in a turnover, but it was aggressive defense. Rhinelander's having trouble getting it in, and now the ball is triggered in. Into the front court they go. Riley Ashenbrenner threw off the leg of Eva Omelia and turned over. Make that three turnovers now for Rhinelander, one turnover for DC Everest, and we have yet to break the seal on this game, still scoreless. Into the front court, here's Molly Tice to Hannah Tipple. Tipple goes around to Mackenzie Matthews. Now driving along the baseline is Haley Kroll. Passes up baseline jumper to Michaela Poggle. Missed everything. Evergreens get the rebound, though. Coming in there to fish it out was Hannah Tipple. Three ball comes out, and it is good for Mackenzie Matthews. And that's how the Evergreen season begins. And Rhinelander wants an early timeout. Rhinelander's new coach probably saying, hey, this is a little bit sloppier than what I saw earlier in the season. So Ryan Clark trailing 3-0 in the early going. He's going to take a quick timeout here. We'll keep it right here. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Everest Sports. And Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For over 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs. Now at Baseman's Fall Blowout Sale. Evergreens have the ball after the timeout, and they have a 3-0 lead. And Molly Tice will inbound underneath her own basket. Throws all the way up high to Mackenzie Matthews. Another three from straight on, and she got it. Mackenzie Matthews has just hit two three balls, and it's 6-0 here in the early going. Rhinelander breaks the press and comes right into the front court. Here's Sydney Smith. Smith has the ball knocked free. Rhinelander barely keeps possession. Tracking it down was Kylie Hunter. Now Rhinelander goes down low, spinning hook shot for Kylie Hunter, and it's good. Rhinelander's on the board. 6:15 to play. It's 6-2 DC Everest. Kelsey Gilmore is checked in during the stoppage. She's got the ball. Now goes out again to Mackenzie Matthews, and she hit again. She's on fire. She just hit another three just off the left. Now the inbounds pass stolen by DC Everest. Right back to Matthews with the hot hand. Kicks out. Thinking about the three is Haley Kroll, and she passes. Evergreens pull it back out. Three threes from Mackenzie Matthews. 9-2. Evergreens still have the ball. And it's in Matthews' hand. She has her dribble. Now she looks inside, looking for Michaela Poggle. Pass a little too tall. Off Michaela's hands and turned over. Mackenzie Matthews, 1, 2, 3 three-pointers. One came from the left side and two came from straight on. Rhinelander breaks the press, comes right into the front court. Here's Eva Omelia, goes over to Molly Willing. Willing from the foul line extended. Shot is good. And it's 9-4. Rhinelander against this Evergreens press has had a little trouble getting into their offense. Getting the ball across half court's been a little bit of a struggle. See if the Evergreen girls have an answer. Here's Haley Kroll. Kroll drives in, picks up her dribble. She's still 15 feet away and goes back out to Michaela Poggle. Now into the hands of Molly Tice. Tice drives, just rolls off the rim. Wouldn't quite go down. Pretty move. Pass, outlet pass, stolen away. Taken back by Michaela Poggle. Outside, just inside the three-point line is Molly Tice. It's good. Check that, that's Haley Kroll. Kroll's basket makes it 11-4 on the inbounds pass. Stolen again. Stolen by Haley Kroll and lays it up and in with the right hand. And Rhinelander's going to take another timeout. They need it. They trail 13-4. And on two sequences in a row, the Hodags had trouble getting the ball inbound. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Glad you could spend some of your Thanksgiving holiday weekend with us. This is the Evergreens girls basketball team opener. and they have feasted from the outside. Mackenzie Matthews has 3 3-pointers, and the Evergreens have kept the pressure up defensively. It's led to exactly the result they've wanted. They've created a lot of turnovers. Rhinelander has turned the ball over 7 times. And we are only, well, we're only 2 minutes and 45 seconds into this game. Off the timeout, Rhinelander will inbound. Evergreens are a little late breaking the huddle. Let's see if they go back to the full court pressure. Yep, they are. Man to man, and they'll pick up full court. Kylie Hunter looks to inbound, and she's being pressured. Very close pressure from Haley Kroll, and we've got a whistle. That's going to be a 5-second violation. Turned over to the Evergreens. Lockdown defense from these DC Everest girls. Hannah Tipple will now inbound underneath. Tipple goes right in along the baseline. Shot from Kelsey Gilmore. Just missed off the rim. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rhinelander. Evergreens will keep the ball. Evergreens lead 13-4, 5:07, first quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Hannah Tipple. From the foul line, dribbles in. One-hander up and good from Hannah Tipple. Tipple distributed the ball a lot last year and was not really a scorer. If she can add some points to her line score, she's going to be a big force to be reckoned with. Now into the front court, we've got a whistle. This is going to be a foul on DC Everest. Timing of this foul not all that good because Sydney Smith was about to lose control of the ball, but she was hit. Foul goes against Hannah Tipple. It's her first team foul. In fact, it's the first whistle for a foul here. Pass goes down low to Riley Ashenberger. She's quickly double-teamed and goes back out. Kylie Hunter along the baseline had her pocket picked. Another turnover taken away by Kelsey Gilmore. Everybody's playing good defense for the Evergreen girls here. Kelsey Gilmore has the ball, goes over to Mackenzie Matthews with already 9 points. Now from straight on, Haley Kroll just drained a three. Haley Kroll, now high scorer with 7. On the inbounds pass, it's almost loose again. Rhinelander able to find the handle in the backcourt. Now they go into the front court. Molly Willing now down along the baseline. Sydney Smith driving. We've got a whistle, and this will be a foul before her shot. I believe this is going to be a non-shooting foul.
Foul number 1, Hannah Tipple.
It is on Hannah Tipple. That will be her second. And this is indeed a non-shooting foul. The Hodags will inbound underneath. 18-4, all Evergreens. Ball inbounded now by Rhinelander, and the Evergreens seem to be toning down the pressure a little bit on this possession. Here's Eva Omelia. She is guarded by Kelsey Gilmore and cut off along the baseline. Now trying to post up is Riley Ashenberger. She's double-teamed and goes back out. Brittany Hacker, who's just checked in, almost threw the ball away. It's tracked down in the backcourt by Eva Omelia. We play on because it was tipped back there. Omelia's got the ball. Amelia picks up her dribble, looking for a cutter here to Ashenberger, who's double-teamed. Passes down low to Sydney Smith. Well, Rhinelander's at least able to run a set play here, see if they can score off of it. Molly Willing drives in with the left hand. She scores, and she's fouled. She scored over Mackenzie Matthews. That's the nicest sequence so far of the game for the Hodags. Willing scores the basket, and she's going to get one more free throw to try and complete a three-point play. Foul was on Michaela Poggle. Check that. Foul's on Taylor Hodell. Hodell's going to be a big part of the Evergreens team. She had some off-season injuries and missed some practice, so she's going to see limited action. Taylor Hodell is in, getting her first minutes of the season. Missed the free throw, so it's 16-6. Evergreens get the rebound. And here's Taylor Hodell with her first touches up high. Works into the corner now. And ball is briefly loose. That's a turnover. Pass was going to Kelsey Gilmore. Pass was too low, and Rhinelander picks up the ball. Now comes into the front court. Here's Molly Willing. Willing has 4 of the 6 points for the Hodags. Willing's got the ball again. Thought about the three. Instead, works it around. Passes up the shot to Eva Omelia. Omelia's being guarded closely by Kelsey Gilmore. Got a whistle. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by, I believe that was deflected by the Evergreens. Rhinelander will keep possession. We have exactly 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's 16-6, DC Everest. And inbounding is Sydney Smith. Smith throws it in to Molly Willing. Willing is guarded very closely by Molly Tice. Goes into the corner. Evergreen's picking up half court man-to-man. Pass is briefly loose, tracked down, and they keep possession. Molly Willing was able to get that bad pass. Here's another entry pass inbounds off the hands of Riley Ashenberger, turned over to DC Everest. Evergreens lead by 12 and looking for more. They set up behind the three-point line. Here's Taylor Hodell, goes over now to Caitlin Schmall, who's getting some playing time. Caitlin drives in, left hand too strong, just missed, trying to fight for the offensive rebound. Got a whistle and a loose ball foul. It's going to be against DC Everest. Caitlin Schmall, a junior, spent a lot of time with the JV last year. See who that foul is on. It's against DC Everest. Rhinelander breaks the press here for the first time. They have numbers. Three on two. Bounce pass to the corner. Too slow to develop. Rhinelander pulls it back out. Pass down low from Sydney Smith. Tipped out of bounds and stays with DC Everest. A little bit of a mystery here for DC Everest. We have a number 12 on the floor, and we don't have a number 12 on the roster. Get that straightened out at halftime. The foul was on 12. Mystery 12. Rhinelander inbounds, driving to the basket is Molly Willing. Willing is fouled. This is going to be a shooting foul. Molly Tice has been called for the foul. It's the fourth on DC Everest. Rhinelander has not committed a foul yet. This will be non-shooting. Inbounding underneath, and Rhinelander does get the ball in. Back into Willing's hand. Willing seems like Rhinelander's best player. Eva O'Melia. O'Melia is guarded closely by Molly Tice. And now goes over to Ashley Ashenberger, who had her pocket picked. Nameless number 12 was looking to pass to Molly Tice in the backcourt and threw it out of bounds. Turned over back to Rhinelander. Evergreens are leading 18-6. 1:53 to play. 4 3-pointers in this first quarter for DC Everest. And Rhinelander's had no answer for that. Nor have they had any answer for the Evergreens' pressure. And now, I mean, the initial indication here was this ball was out of bounds on DC Everest. And now they're going to say no, out of bounds on Rhinelander. So it's Evergreen's ball. And Michaela Poggle will inbound. She inbounds to Molly Tice. Molly Tice with her dribble comes across the front court. Looking to set a pick there. And the ball is briefly loose. Kaylee Cole saves it. Cole is getting her first free throw opportunity, first playing time, actually. She saved it along the baseline into the hands of Rhinelander. Now we've got a loose ball foul going to be against the Evergreens. Molly Tice has just picked up her second. Six team fouls. Rhinelander will inbound. The Evergreens seeing some fouls pile up. I'm not sure it matters with this 12-point lead early on. The Evergreens have outplayed the Hodags badly. Molly Willing goes over into the corner. Sydney Smith. Smith goes back up high to Eva O'Melia. They're looking for the cutter here. They're having trouble freeing up that player. Now foul line extended. Kylie Hunter. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Eva O'Melia misses, but she's fouled. It'll be the seventh team foul against DC Everest. Caitlin Schmall has called for it. And this is going to be a shooting foul, so there will be two free throws coming for Eva O'Melia. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. O'Melia's first free throw is good. She'll get one more. Has the ball in hand, dribbles a couple of times, now eyes the basket. Second free throw high, arcing shot, no good. Offensive rebound for Rhinelander. Going up is Kylie Hunter. She's blocked. Who went up to get that? Michaela Poggle swatted that away. It is out of bounds on the Evergreens, though. 1:10 to play in the quarter. DC Everest 18, Rhinelander 7. Short inbounds pass goes to Riley Ashbrenner, and she puts it up and in. Able to score off the inbounds. Makes it 18-9. Under a minute to play in the quarter. Evergreens work it around. Kaylee Cole, bad pass, tracked down in the backcourt. Evergreens keep it. Caitlin Schmall, good hustle there. She out-hustled Molly Willing to keep this possession, but now she dragged her foot and turned it over. So the Evergreens are unable to hold for a last shot with 47 seconds left in the quarter. DC Everest has been dry for a while here. 18-9, they've been stuck on 18 for the last 2 minutes. Rhinelander has the ball. Molly Willing gets the inbounds pass. Guarded here by Michaela Poggle, now goes over to Eva O'Melia. O'Melia picked up a dribble in a little bit of trouble. Low ball off the leg of Sydney Smith and out of bounds to D.C. Everest. So Rhinelander's unable to hold for the final shot. And with 35 seconds left, see if the Evergreens play deliberately here. Leading 18-9. 30 seconds. Haley Kroll's in the front court, trying to set a pick for her. Now goes over to Michaela Poggle, looks to drive the baseline, pulls up her pass, tried to make an extra pass, tracked down loose in the lane, goes back out. Mackenzie Matthews, three ball in the air, just rattled out. Defensive rebound, Riley Ashberger, 15 seconds. Rhinelander will push into the front court, looking for a final shot. Goes over to Molly Willing, 8 seconds now. Willing's got it again. Pass down low is knocked away by Michaela Poggle. 4 seconds, she's got a breakaway. She'll lay it up, it counts if it goes, and it is in. Michaela Poggle scores as the horn sounds, bringing the first quarter to an end. A lot of turnovers, as you might imagine. Biggest story of the game so far, well, two storylines. Rhinelander's been unable to handle D.C. Everest pressure. This full-court press has led to a lot of turnovers for the Hodags and the Evergreens with 4 3-pointers, three of them from Mackenzie Matthews and one from Haley Kroll. First quarter's in the books, Evergreens 20, Hodags 9. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Can we ask you to help raise funds to the Memorial Scholarship Fund and the B Foundation by buying 50-50 cash raffle tickets for your name, making a cash donation, which is tax-exempt, or by bidding on silent auction items located at the back end?
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Girls Basketball Opener. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens and Rhinelander on a neutral court at the Antigo High School Fieldhouse. Part of the Tom Kislow Memorial Tournament. Evergreens girls right back here tomorrow to play the host school, Antigo. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. They're online at bonejoint.net. Rhinelander will get the ball first to start the second quarter, facing an 11-point deficit. They trailed by as many as 13. The ball is inbounded to Sydney Smith. Smith over to Willing, and we've got a whistle. No, we're going to play on. There is a JV game going on the secondary court, and sometimes we hear those whistles. Ball saved out of bounds into the hands of D.C. Everest. Mackenzie Matthews one-on-one, breakaway to the basket. Matthews with a left hand scores. She's got 11 points, high score. Evergreens, though, didn't get back on defense. Long outlet pass all the way down court to Sydney Smith, and Smith scores. She beat the Evergreens down court there. First time that this Evergreens defense has looked a little suspect. Evergreens basketball sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Mackenzie Matthews now to Michaela Poggle, drives the baseline cutoff, goes back out to Hannah Tipple, who cues up the three ball, just missed off left. Out of bounds to Rhinelander. Taylor Hodell back into the game, unable to secure the rebound, just out of the reach. And Taylor Hodell, as the conditioning turns up, I mean, she's 6'4". She's going to be a big matchup problem. Inbounds pass is stolen by the Evergreens. Mackenzie Matthews over to Michaela Poggle. Poggle swings cross-court to Haley Kroll. Three-pointer up and in. The Evergreens have just been lethal from the outside in this game. Haley Kroll's got 10, and it's 25-11. Rhinelander is able to get the ball in. They break the press. Sydney Smith has her dribble. Goes over to Molly Willing, who picked up her dribble for a moment. Gives back to Kaylee Hunter. And now Eva Omelia. This may be a conditioning issue soon for Rhinelander. Playing with a short bench, only 9 players suited up. And they've had 5 and only 1 off the bench so far. Kylie Hunter has the ball, and she's guarded very closely by Michaela Poggle. Picked up her dribble, almost threw it away. Picking it up is Molly Willing. 6 minutes to play in the half. It's 25-11. Now up high, foul line extended. Ashberger's shot missed badly. Just barely grazed the side of the rim. Hannah Tipple gets the rebound. Evergreens right back into the front court. One and done for Rhinelander. Here's Haley Kroll. Fake the three, drives to the baseline, makes the extra pass to Taylor Hodell, who scores. That basket must feel great for Taylor Hodell after missing a lot of time because of illness and injury during the offseason. Only practiced a couple of times, and as she gets more into shape, you've got to see more playing time. Rhinelander comes into the front court now trailing 27-11. Three ball from the left side up and in. The Hodags needed that. Kylie Hunter just hit. Evergreens have outscored Rhinelander 7-5 in this quarter. And the three-pointer makes it a 27-14 game. Hannah Tipple in the front court for the Evergreens. Now Haley Kroll. Kroll down low to Taylor Hodell. Draws the double team. Spins. Little too strong. Missed her shot. Rhinelander gets the rebound. Kylie Hunter. Hunter hands off to Riley Ashberger, who's into the front court. And now over to Eva Omelia, looking down low. Nice rotation for Ashberger. She missed. Trying to get the rebound. Taylor Hodell fighting for it underneath. Got a whistle and a foul. I think the foul is going to be against Rhinelander. Let's wait and see. If so, this is the first on the Hodags. Molly Willing did get called for the foul as Taylor Hodell had her tied up there, and there was a big battle between the two bigs there. Taylor Hodell won it. And Taylor Hodell heads over to the bench. Evergreens get the ball. He'll inbound and have to go the length of the court. Here's Molly Tice. Tice with her dribble on Molly Willing. Looks inside. Nice entry pass there to Michaela Poggle, but missed the shot. And Rhinelander gets the rebound. We go under 5 minutes to play first half. Into the corner to Molly Willing. Willing goes up high. Brittany Harker just stepped in, passed up the three. Now goes to her teammate Kylie Hunter, who launches the three shot off the back iron out of bounds to DC Everest. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio. It's brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. To find a branch near you, see valleycommunities.org. Molly Tice walks the ball up. Emily Bauman set a pick and go back to Molly Tice. Now to Hannah Tipple, who fills the lane nicely. Her shot rolls around and goes down. Hannah Tipple's got four. Hannah Tipple did a good job recognizing the situation that she needed to drive to the ball, to the basket, and she'd get the ball back, and she did. And now down on the baseline on the other end, Rhinelander loses the ball. Last touched, though, by the Evergreens. Riley Ashbrenner was unable to secure that ball. But last touched by D.C. Everest. Here's the inbounds pass, knocked and tipped away by Michaela Poggle. The Evergreens have had stretches where they played very good defense. Turned over again. Here's Molly Tice right into the front court. Picked up her dribble along the baseline, goes outside. Michaela Poggle passes up the shot, drives in, misses too strong. Offensive rebound for Kelsey Gilmore. She's fouled. She's trying to put that extra shot right back up. And Kelsey Gilmore will be rewarded with two free throws. Fouls on Brittany Hacker. Her first, team second. And here comes Kelsey Gilmore, who missed the first half of last season. Saw more playing time as the season went on. Should have a good senior year this year. She has missed the first of two free throws. One more coming. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Gilmore eyes the basket for her second free throw and rolls that one in. Front rim, back rim, and down it goes. It's 30-14. We are halfway through the second quarter. 4 minutes till intermission. Evergreens looking to trap in the corner. Rhinelander swings across. Brittany Hacker now goes back out to Molly Willing. Back to Hacker. She's looking for the cutter underneath, not finding her. Rhinelander also has an unrostered number 20. And there's a pass down low. Goes to Sydney Smith. Up and in. 30-16, 3.5 minutes to play in the half. Evergreens into the front court. Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews thinks about driving, double-teamed and cut off on the baseline. Goes back out to Molly Tice. Now to Hannah Tipple, who draws the double-team. Back out to Tice. If she had a quick trigger, she could have tried the three-shot there. Instead, passes it up. Now to Haley Kroll. Kroll looks to drive in, double-team. Sets up a three-ball here from Kelsey Gilmore. Missed. Kylie Cole was unable to get the rebound. Rhinelander clears the boards. Under 3 minutes to play in the first half. It's 30-16 DC Everest. Here's a pass down low for Rhinelander. Shot too strong for Riley Ashbrenner. Second chance there, no good. We've got a whistle and a loose ball foul underneath. Brittany Hacker was up there trying to get that second chance. The Evergreens got that rebound. And Coach Matt Bullis wants to take a quick timeout with 2:56 to play. Evergreens lead by 14. It's 30-16. Today's game is on tape delay. Tomorrow we'll make the drive right back here to the Anago Fieldhouse, D.C. Everest, and Anago. When those teams played last year at the Everest Fieldhouse, that was an interesting game for the early season. It's only the second game of the year. Anago played a 2-3 zone. The Evergreens had trouble shooting over it. And D.C. Everest managed a one-point lead against Anago. So those teams seemed to match up pretty well. I had thought, factoring in the Hodang's early season win over Smash, that this game would be closer. That hasn't materialized yet. 30-16, D.C. Everest. 2:55 to play. Time's back in after the timeout. Inbounded into the backcourt. Here's Molly Tice. Tice swings around, and here's a bounce pass again. Molly Tice gets it back. Looking for Haley Kroll just inside the three-point line. Shot is up and good. Haley Kroll's got the range from about 15 feet. She's got 12 points. Evergreens put the press back on. Ball is loose, and we're going to have a reach-in foul here. fouls against UC Everest. See who this foul is on. Unrostered, number 12. It's a 1-1 on the other end for Molly Willing. Willing's first free throw is good. She'll shoot one more. On a make or a miss, we'll have 2.5 minutes to play in the half. A half that's been all D.C. Everest. Willing missed the second. Rebound from Kaylee Cole. Cole has given the Evergreen some good minutes here off the bench. Evergreen's lead, 32-17. Got the ball now. There's number 12. Bad pass looking for Molly Tice. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch low by Rhinelander. Molly Willing tried to get in there and knock that pass away. Unable to control it before it went over the sideline. Molly Tice will inbound. Into Taylor Hodell, who's back on the court. He's 20 feet away from the basket, though, and is double-teamed even up there. Goes back to Molly Tice. Working around to 12. Now Kaylee Cole holds it again. And Molly Tice again. We'll go under 2 minutes here. 32-17, Evergreen's looking to build on this lead. 12's got it again. Bounce up high to Kaylee Cole. Cole is guarded closely, still has her dribble. And now goes over to Molly Tice. Evergreen's being deliberate. They're looking for a good shot. Cross-court pass. 12 thought about that three-pointer. Drives in instead. 10-footer, too strong. Taylor Hodell gets the offensive rebound. Nice work on the boards. Goes back out, and we've got a whistle. And we're going to have a foul against Rhinelander.
Foul number 21, Sydney Smith.
Foul will be on Sydney Smith. That's only Rhinelander's third team foul, so they have a few to give. 1:42 to play until halftime. Michaela Poggle checks back in. Taylor Hodell checks out. Again, Hodell available for limited duty today, but she's given some quality minutes. And as the season goes on, I mean, she's got a height advantage, so she's a big matchup problem for a lot of teams the Evergreens will play. Taylor Hodell is going to be a big force. Weak side inbounds pass to 12, who just missed it and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rhinelander. She played that inbounds pass just right. Cut to the basket. But unable to make the shot go down. Evergreen's will inbound from the corner. Bounce pass goes in to Molly Tice. Tice, bad cross-court pass, stolen away by Sydney Smith, who breaks away. Draws two players and missed the layup. One of her teammates there on cleanup duty to put it in. Brittany Hacker put it in. And one of the Evergreen's players is down along the baseline. Slow to get to her feet. Want to see who that is. Coach Matt Bullis is out to take a look. Is that Molly Tice who's twisted an ankle there? Yes, it is. She's able to come off on her own power, but is obviously in pain. Molly Tice with two fouls and no points. Evergreens get the ball with 1:19 to play and a 32-18 lead. 12's got it. Now goes over to Michaela Poggle, to Hannah Tipple. Now down low to Kaylee Cole. Cole double teams, kicks out to Caitlin Schmall. Shot is a little too strong. Missed. Rebounded by Kylie Hunter of the Hodaks. Minute to go till halftime. Rhinelander trails 32-19, but they have the ball here. Sydney Smith. Smith goes to Eva Omelia. Thought about driving. Goes back out. Works around to Molly Willing. Willing behind the three-point line. Here's Hacker. Hacker thought about the three, didn't really have it open. Kaylee Cole playing good defense there. 40 seconds left in the half. Evergreens by 13. Rhinelander now works into the corner. Molly Willing. Willing's pass goes down low. We've got a whistle and a foul as that pass was going down low to Kylie Hunter. Foul's going to be against the Evergreens. Michaela Poggle's just been called for her first foul. They're going to call this a shooting foul, so two free throws here for Kylie Hunter with 34 seconds left until intermission. Actually, no, they're correcting that. It's a 1-1. Hunter's first is good. She'll get one more. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by InterCity State Bank, providing full banking services for families and business. Come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau, InterCity State Bank. Second free throw. Kaylee Hunter got them both. 32-21. The Evergreens should be up by more, truth be known. 28 seconds left. The Evergreens hold for what I believe would be a final shot. Schmoll works around now to Hannah Tipple. Hannah Tipple's pass is taken away by Molly Willing with 19 seconds, and Willing's smart play pulls it out. Now Rylander will get a chance to hold for the last shot with 10 seconds left. Driving in is Harker, who's cut off. Down to 8 seconds now. Eva Omelia, 3 ball from the left side. Actually, they're saying it's good for a 3. 3 ball in for Kylie Hunter. And that is where the half ends. Rylander with a mini run late in the first half to cut the Evergreen's lead to 8. We're at halftime, 32-24, D.C. Everest leading Rylander. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. We'll have ongoing coverage of the Thomas Kislow Memorial Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll also look back at our first half leading scores. It's all coming up after this break. At halftime, D.C. Everest 32, Rylander 24 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.